is my privilege to, on this beautiful, wonderful day, to honor and pray for you who are our mothers and our mothers who aren't present with us today. So I'm going to read from some scriptures. Now the man, Adam named the woman God gave to him life. We know her name in our language as Eve, but in Adam's language, her name was life. He named her this because she was the mother of all the living. Now, in the course of time, Adam had marital relations with life, and she conceived. The woman whose name is life conceived life. And in due time, she gave birth, and she named him created, or as we know him in our language, Cain. For she said, with the Lord's help, I have created a man. And so it is, over and over we read, and Sarah conceived, and Rebecca conceived, and Rachel conceived, and Hannah conceived, and Elizabeth conceived. And when was the time right? When the time was right, Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit and gave birth to her firstborn son and laid him in a manger. And so it is for each one of us and all who have come before us, by the power of God and with the help of God, our mothers conceived us. We who had no prior existence were originated, devised, created, conceived. Can you fathom that? Wonder of wonders. And to that which our mothers conceived, God imparted a soul that would live forever. Utterly astounding, don't you think? That God would so partner with mothers to populate not just the earth, but eternity. It staggers the mind, doesn't it? And so it is that we have you, our dear mothers, for you, the highest regard. Indeed, it is without hyperbole when we say we owe you our very lives. And so, mothers, here and beyond, receive our heartfelt thanks for being God's agents of creation for us, for our children, our grandchildren, our parents, our kin, our friends. We honor you, daughters of Eve, for imparting to us life. Would you allow us, dear mothers, to pray for you at this time, to bring you before the throne of grace? Would you? Would you please stand, mothers? Our Father in heaven, it is with deep gratitude that we bring these to you with a special thank you. I thank you for the life that you have imparted to us and to those we hold dear through our mothers. We thank you for that miracle of your great grace, of your creative power that you imparted to these mothers. We thank you for all of the investment that they have joined you in populating the earth, in giving us life, and not just physical life, but have imparted to us their very souls that we might know eternal life. For this and for so many other blessings, we give you thanks from the deepest part of our hearts. And we pray on them a blessing commensurate with the determination with which they have mothered, a blessing commensurate with the sacrifice that they have undergone, the sleepless nights, the sickness, the toil, the labor, the countless hours that could never be adequately recorded if we were even aware of them. We honor you, and we honor them, and we give you great thanks for them. And now, as I said, we bring them to your throne of grace for your deepest measure of grace in their lives. Grace, reward, prospering in every enduring way. We ask all these things, mindful that it is mothers who brought to us at the right time our Savior, born of a woman. Who could fathom the plan of God, the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the love of God, brought out in such incredible ways? We give you thanks, Lord of all, Lord of creation, Lord of the act of creating through mothers. We give you thanks with great joy for these who are standing and for all that we are thinking of in our hearts at this time. We ask you to preserve the beauty of motherhood. It's under fire at this time in our nation. And we ask you for intervention by the power, the right hand, the mighty right hand of God Almighty. We ask all this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Let's give them a warm round of celebration.